straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today, we're going to be speaking about straw bale homes and energy-efficient construction, and I have several very special guests, including Rebecca Tasker, the co-owner of Simple Construct, and her clients, Susan and Brian Falgren of Campo. We'll be talking about the home that they built, which is the first home in Southern California to receive the Net Zero Energy Building Certification through the Living Builder Challenge. It's one of only 27 in the whole world to be so honored, and it's beautiful as well as comfortable and energy efficient. It's also a participant in the California Advanced Home Program and was recently honored by San Diego Gas and Electric Company in their 13th Annual Energy Showcase Awards Ceremony. And our guest today will also include Helen Gao, Communications Manager at SDG&E. I want to thank everyone for joining us on the show today.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for having me here today.
Okay. Let's start with the Falgrens. Brian and Susan, can you tell us what inspired you to build a straw bale home?
Well, it's a long story, and it goes back probably about 35 years. This has been a long time in making this house. When Sue and I were first couple, back in the late 70s, early 80s, we would go over to Santa Fe to visit with her brother and sister-in-law, Peter Vanderlaan. He's a glass blower, and at that time in that area, lived in a little community called La Cienega outside of Santa Fe. And while we were visiting there, they were in the process of building their own adobe house. And they were doing it themselves, and this was brick by brick. Peter once said to me, "I've lifted this house 7 times, brick by brick." But they ended up with an absolutely wonderful, charming house. And so we looked at that and said, you know, that's pretty cool. Then the other thing that happened is in town in Santa Fe, I went to a bookstore and I found a book called The Straw Bale House by Athena and Bill Steen. And at this time, Santa Fe, New Mexico was sort of ground zero for straw bale building construction. Mm-hmm. So I got that book and I thought, well, that's pretty cool too, right? And then the third thing that happened was down the road from where they lived, there was a living museum called Las Golondrinas, which had structures on the property, hundreds of acres, that were authentic from the 18th and 19th century. And it was a wonderful place to visit. And on that property, they had a house called the Mora House. Absolutely charming little rancho house. And we looked at that and said, you know, we'd really like a house like that. So that's pretty cool too. So those are the three things that really were the seed for the idea for this house. Now, we at that time were working in Santa Monica, lived in an apartment, so it was an idea that had to percolate for a while. But then once we moved down to the Campo area, got some property, we sort of resurrected the idea of building a house.
Susan, can you tell us, what local programs did you find that were helpful to you in learning about straw bale construction? And Brian, feel free to chime in as well.
Actually, this is a question that Brian should answer because he also was able to connect us to a fellow that he had worked with in Borrego Springs who turned him on to Mike and Rebecca. So perhaps he'd just like to add something quickly to that.
Sure.
Well, basically, I was volunteering for state parks doing archaeology work. And one of the fellows that would go out in the field with me was a fellow named Alan Schmidt. And he was a contractor that built a straw bale structure for state parks called the Bagol Archaeological Research Center. Hmm. And at this point, Susan and I were thinking, you know, maybe we should go ahead and do this. So I asked Alan, I said, can you build this house for us? And he said, well, I'm not in the business anymore, but I know a couple of people that would be just perfect for you. And so he mentioned Mike and Rebecca. Mm-hmm. And got me in contact with them. And
we're talking about Mike Long, who's the co-owner with Rebecca Tasker of Simple Construct.
Right. And it was synergy at first sight. When we talked about our project, they said, you know, and my idea and our idea at that time was going back again to Santa Fe, looking at these older homes and what I would call really looking at vernacular architecture. And so I was thinking, what would be the vernacular architecture for Southern California? So I started thinking rancho house, not so much New Mexican, but California, going back to 18th, 19th century.
Yeah, you used adobe in the home?
Well, I suppose if we could, we would have built the whole thing with adobe. But unfortunately, in the state of California, particularly with our seismic situation, you can't really use adobe.
Right. They're not earthquake safe by themselves.
But we were able to use some adobe brick, which we made on site with family and friends, which
That's
was
amazing.
Really fun, to provide thermal mass inside the house. And so we have what are called pony walls or small walls.
Yeah. Tell us what some of the advantages are of straw bale construction.
Well, Rebecca can talk to this far better than I can.
We'll be getting to that. But I'm wondering about, for example, how well does the home keep cool on these hot summer days that we have, and especially out in Campo? And does it retain warmth in the wintertime for you?
Well, absolutely. In fact, I can give you an example from yesterday. I think we got close to 100 degrees out there. The house stayed at 73 all
day
long.
Nice. I want that.
And it really doesn't vary in temperature very much because of the insulation of those walls, astoundingly good insulation with straw bale. They're 2 feet thick. And so whether it's winter and very cold or it's a hot summer, it's very easy to control the temperature inside the house without using a lot of, other kinds of devices like air conditioning or heating. It stays quite constant there.
Very good. How fire safe is the home and what is the fire resistance rating? I know intuitively it seems like straw would burn, but I know that it doesn't, and I know I've heard of at least one case locally of someone who built a straw bale home, and it did survive a major wildfire. So tell us about the fire resistance rating and why these homes do not easily burn.
Well, if you can imagine trying to burn a straw bale, it's actually not easy to do because there is very little oxygen inside. It's compressed very tightly. So that makes it very difficult for the straw to burn. So it's extremely highly rated for fire resistance.
Rebecca, you look like you've got something to say on this. What else would you like listeners to know on this subject?
Straw bale walls can achieve as high as a 2-hour fire resistance rating, and that's a rating for the whole assembly of the bales and the plaster together.
That's really important out here in our backcountry areas where we get these monster fires, and even the urban areas. We just recently had a fire right here in Del Cerro where they had 80 homes evacuated on almost no notice. So it's an important factor wherever you are. And a typical conventionally built home is only rated for about 45 minutes compared to that 2 hours for a straw bale home.
I could just also mention that this is important from the county's point of view, from the building point of view, and that's actually been quite an advantage because, 20 years ago, if we had tried to build this, the county would have like, oh no, we're not going to go for that.
Yeah, they didn't understand them.
But these days, they completely reversed themselves, and as the fire rating, among other issues, that makes the county very enthusiastic about straw bale.
That's great to know. Susan, tell us about how livable the home is and how functional your finished house is.
It's an incredibly functional, comfortable home to live in, not only from an environmental standpoint, but from a everyday enjoyment standpoint. We worked so closely with Mike and Rebecca to make every detail come true that we really, the four of us, thought were important. And for example, it's 1,600 square feet inside, but it flows just beautifully. The hallway is wide. The entrance to the kitchen is wide. It's easy to flow back and forth in those areas. And we especially designed the living room dining area so that it can accommodate comfortably 8 people at the table, or with switching some furniture around really quite easily. We have 24 gathered at times with our family and friends.
Wow, so you can cook for a crowd. And I understand that you have energy-efficient appliances and everything else in there. Tell us some of the other green and energy-saving features that your home has.
Well, we use a wood stove to heat whenever we can.
Wow.
It also heats the home very efficiently. We have some ceiling fans. The induction stove we chose, and it is a wonderful feature because it does not heat up the house. It is also energy saving and works very, very well. And we chose appliances that would be low energy usage, and with such careful thought that was put into so much of the house with Mike and Rebecca and Brian's and my input. And we're just so satisfied with all the details of its enjoyment for everyday living.
Rebecca, can you explain to listeners who may not know what net zero energy building means and what other energy-saving features the home has that enable it to basically not draw off the grid.
Well, net zero simply means that the home uses less energy than it produces. There are some different ways of measuring that, but generally over the course of the year, the home cannot use more energy than it generates. This home is actually technically net positive because it produces more energy than it uses.
That's amazing. So they have, what, photovoltaic solar, I understand, and as we've mentioned, the energy-efficient appliances. You also used passive methods. Can you tell us what that means?
Passive systems, an example of some of the passive systems that we use in this house are the orientation of the house, how it faces the sun, how it's shaded to not overheat. We also built in a lot of thermal mass to this house, which acts like a battery for the heat or the cool and stores it. These systems don't require any energy to function and also continue to function when the power goes out.
That's really important with all the outages that we sometimes have during fires or other emergencies out here. Susan, I understand the home also has some water-saving features. Tell us about those.
We have the capacity to divert water from the washing machine to water trees versus going into our septic. We have the low-water use toilets.
Rainwater catchment system?
We're getting very little rainwater right now, but we do have two large barrels that catch the water when it does rain off from the roof.
Very good. So what was your reaction, the two of you, when you found out that you had won this major award from San Diego Gas and Electric?
Well, of course, we were extremely pleased and very happy with SDG&E for recognizing our home, and had also thank Mike and Rebecca for their hard work because they put so much into this house. We felt honored when you look at the other winners at this award ceremony. We were in a lot of good company.
And we'll be talking about those other winners in just a few minutes here. I understand that you also have another accolade. Your home is going to be featured on the U.S. Green Building Council's tour put on by the local chapter. Tell us when that is and how people can get information on it.
Well, Rebecca is the one that could really give you the details on that, and we are very excited because we really welcome the opportunity for people to come and really see a straw bale home as it functions and the extreme beauty that it has in such a simple way.
The USGBC's Green Homes Tour will be on Sunday, October 21st.
Where can people get that information?
That information is, and lots of other information is on our website, which is simpleconstruct.net.
Rebecca, can you tell us a little bit more about Simple Construct? What is your building philosophy and what makes your company unique?
Well, we're a small design-build company, so we can take something from an idea through plans, through permits, all the way through construction. We only build straw bale building, and we focus entirely on natural materials, materials that are non-toxic and have low embodied energy. And our philosophy is to start with the simplest, the smallest, the most passive systems, and then only add in technology when needed.
Very good. What are some of the natural materials that you used in the Fahlgrens home in Campo?
The exterior walls are all made of straw bales. This is a byproduct of the production of wheat. It's coming from the Imperial Valley, so it's about 50 miles away from this project. There aren't a lot of other uses for the straw, so this is upcycling. The project also features clay plaster, which is a minimally processed plaster, adobe block that we made on site, and lots of reclaimed wood.
What else do you do to minimize the carbon footprint on not only this home, but all of the homes that you build?
I'm glad you asked that. There's so many things that go into truly making a home sustainable and bringing down that carbon footprint. The first and most important piece is no wasted space. The smaller the space, the more efficient everything is that goes into it. But we don't want people to feel cramped. So we find that balance point of small but efficient. Then we use all LED lighting, Energy Star appliances. We try to bring in permaculture when possible, rainwater harvesting. testing really the whole gamut when we can.
Rebecca, I understand you also use a lot of locally sourced materials and recycle a lot of things. Tell us about that.
We do try to reuse and recycle as much as possible and to keep our carbon miles down by buying local products. On this project, it was amazing. There were a number of fallen down old sheds, and we were able to recycle that wood, so the wood traveled feet rather than miles.
Wow, that's great. Tell us about how San Diego Gas and Electric's programs have helped you. I understand that you got some assistance through their Energy Innovation Center up in Claremont, and did you use any other programs?
Well, during the recession, when there wasn't a lot of building going on, we took some training offered through SDG&E, the Energy Upgrade Program, and that was really helpful in getting the building science behind what we're doing. And we did take a number of classes at the Energy Innovation Center, and then we've participated in the California Advanced Homes Program with this house, which allowed the homeowners to get a rebate.
Oh, that's exciting. I was going to ask about that. How affordable are these types of homes compared to other construction?
If they're well designed and built by people who know straw bale, they can cost the same as a comparable conventional home.
That's great to hear. You also host hands-on workshops. I saw on your website that you talk about building Zen and why straw bale construction, as well as an introduction to natural building. Can you tell us about your classes and where people can sign up if they want to learn about that?
Thank you for mentioning that. We enjoy the classes and workshops a lot. You can go to our website, and there's a sign up for our mailing list, which is where we send out the information. We regularly present on different topics. The Building Zen that you mentioned was when we helped build the Straw Bale Monastery for the Deer Park Monastery. So,
wow.
The Buddhists and Building Zen. And then we
literally do, Building Zen.
Literally Building Zen. Building a home for Zen. We do try to do workshops. They aren't as regular. We do about one a year, but they're a fun way to get your hands dirty and learn yourself.
Very cool. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we have just been speaking with Rebecca Tasker of Simple Construct and her clients, Susan and Brian Fallgren of Campo, about their straw bale home that is a winner in the San Diego Gas and Electric Company's Energy Showcase Awards. And we're going to be hearing from Helen Gao of San Diego Gas and Electric in just a moment. Susan and Brian, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about your home?
I guess for me, the house, what I really enjoy about it is its historical grounding. That, again, we were looking at older kinds of structures. And not so much from an aesthetic point of view, although some of these old adobe houses, as you can see in Old Town, are quite beautiful.
Well, or the old rancho houses out here, the old Spanish land grants.
Absolutely. We went up to Rancho Guajome up in North County and took Mike and Rebecca with us.
Great
property.
And that
was a wonderful thing to look at. But what you notice with these homes that were built back then is, again, this idea towards functionality, that they were building homes that were appropriate for this climate. And if you think about those folks, where did they come from? They came from the Mediterranean area. So
true.
Really, this kind of building goes back thousands of years. You're looking at thick walls, small windows, and that's especially true for the backcountry. The weather out there can be quite extreme. For instance, just yesterday, we had a 50-degree change from the morning till the evening. So it can get quite cool, and it can get quite hot. Again, for me, and for Susan as well, I think it just strikes us that we are really participating in a process that's been around for thousands of years.
And yet with a few modern touches, Susan, I know you mentioned to me before the show about some unusual things you did with the concrete flooring in the house.
Yes, we had a really good time experimenting with Mike and Rebecca about colors. It's always a bit of a surprise what you're going to get if you do acid staining of concrete. We used the foundation, therefore we did not have to put any other materials into the house for flooring. And it's really quite fun to see what we were eventually able to come up with. I would also like to add that while the straw bale home may not cost less because it's the walls that are the big difference, but there's so much insulation and other things that are different about straw bale. But for us, the end product in its simplicity and yet its complexity in terms of beauty and function were really such a joy because we were working so closely with Mike and Rebecca, who both have an art background, and we were just so in sync with our ideas. We'd come up with something and they would build on it, make it better, vice versa. We participated all along the way in decisions, and actually some have the hands-on building. And so it is an experience that I think is just so different from building a conventional home.
Right. And of course, for those who just tuned in, fire safety is also a big factor here, folks. These straw bale homes actually have a very high fire rating, as we talked about earlier. That must have been a great peace of mind to you out in the backcountry. I don't know if you've been through prior fires out here, but can you speak to that for a moment?
Well, it's a constant danger, and anybody that lives in the backcountry knows that. And we do live at the what they call the wildlands interface. So if you're going to build out there, you have to be very cognizant of the danger of fire. And we have had fires quite close to us. But again, because of the fire rating for these homes, we feel very comfortable. We've also put a metal roof on the house. We have ember-resistant venting in the house. So a lot of thought went into it. Of course, the county and Cal Fire, you know, prod us along in that direction. But we feel very comfortable in that house, plus with having proper clearing around the house. So we feel that we're in a pretty good situation in terms of fire. We also have 10,000 gallons of water on site, again, a requirement by the fire department, and a hydrant. So we feel fairly comfortable that we could withstand that kind of a situation.
Okay, and now we're going to hear from Helen Gao, who is the communications manager for SDG&E. Helen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about the Energy Innovation Center? Where can people get information on that, and what are some of the programs available to the public, not only for people who want to build a new home, as these folks have done, but also maybe for existing homeowners who just want to make their current home more energy efficient?
SDG&E runs what is called the Energy Innovation Center in Claremont, and it's open to the public. Anybody can go there. We offer a variety of classes that you can take to learn how to make your home or your business more energy efficient. So inside the Energy Innovation Center, there's a smart home where people can see what the latest technologies that are out there that can help you to use to, you know, save money. For example, you can get a smart thermostat so that you can manage the temperature of your home with a mobile phone application.
Great. Where can people learn about that? Is there a website we can direct them to?
Yes. You can just go to sdge.com. If you're looking for energy efficiency programs, there are programs online that you can find out that are not just for homes, but also for businesses. And we have a team of advisors that work with businesses and in some cases with homeowners to help them figure out what the rebates and incentives that are out there that they can take advantage of. For example, with the fog grants, they were able to participate in a program called the California Advanced Home Program.
Very cool. And the Energy Innovation Center, is that also listed on that link, or does it
yes.
have its own site?
You can go on sdg.com and type in Energy Innovation Center, and you can see the programs, classes that are offered there. Also, there's a library inside the Energy Innovation Center where you can check out books on how to remodel your home to make it more energy efficient. You can check out tools. There's all kinds of resources out there.
Very exciting. Now, let's hear some more about the SDG&E Energy Showcase Awards for Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Trendsetters. Why does SDG&E believe it's important to recognize trendsetters in this field?
Because stories like the Fogrins inspire other people to, you know, take it to the next step. And we have a lot of businesses and a lot of homeowners who are doing things that are beyond what is required, and they basically showed a way for other people to follow, not just to how to save money, but also to build a home or building that is more comfortable for them. And I think sometimes when people think of energy efficiency, it's all about saving money, but in many cases, it's really about increasing comfort and convenience.
Yeah, as this interview with the Fahlgrens and their straw bale home out in Campo shows, who qualifies for the Energy Showcase Awards, and what are the criteria that SDG&E uses for picking the winners?
We have a team of energy advisors and account executives that work with homeowners and businesses on energy efficiency programs. And these advisors and account executives are the ones who nominate customers for the awards because they understand what they've done and they want to recognize them for going above and beyond legal requirements in building their home. in terms of energy efficiency and sustainability features. So the Fogrins, for example, they worked with Deborah Newell, one of our advisors, and they filled out a form, a nomination form, which has 10 questions that, you know, talked about how they achieved the energy savings, how their home is going to inspire other people, and whether there's like a public awareness and public education element to what they've done, which clearly you've learned there is.
Yes. Very good. Now, I understand that the competition has categories for agricultural, industrial, residential, commercial, and public buildings even, such as cities and schools. Can you tell us about some of the other winners in the 2018 Energy Showcase Awards?
We had a big variety of winners, and it's not just businesses and homes. It's also, there's a farm. There's a hydroponic farm. They grow lettuce, butter lettuce, in Encinitas. And they use the latest technology to save water and energy. There's a shipbuilding company that won because they are switching from diesel power equipment, in part because they're switching from diesel power equipment to electric equipment to reduce pollution. We had a K-12 collaborative that won one of the awards because they're working with school districts throughout the county to build energy efficiency features into, you know, school buildings. So there's a big variety.
That's great. And of course, the state of California has set an ambitious goal, which requires that all new residential buildings be net zero by 2020 and all commercial buildings by 2030. So this is going to become even more important as we move forward in the future. And it's also, of course, addressing climate change, which is so important. Helen, would you like to say a couple of words on that?
Yeah, I would encourage people to take advantage of programs out there to help them to make their home more efficient, whether they're building new or they want to remodel their home. It's, you know, helpful to them in terms of managing their bill. It's also good for the environment.
Yeah, there you go. For the future of our planet, actually, reducing those greenhouse gas emissions. I'm going to give each of you a moment, if you want to give us some final thoughts, to leave our listeners with today on KNSJ. Rebecca, what else would you like our listeners to know about Strawbale Construction or the work that you can do for them at Simple Construct?
Well, I wanted to use this project to highlight one specific feature. You know, it's pretty rare to have a net zero energy home, and this is an all-electric home, which is even harder to get to net zero. But what differentiates this house, even from other net zero homes, is the use of natural materials with low embodied energy and passive systems. And that means that not only does this house use less energy, it actually took less energy to build it. And that's a distinction that I wanted to make.
Susan Bryan, do you have any parting words for our listeners today?
I think I would just mention that this project has just been a wonderful experience for both of us. And I think part of it is feeling like we are a part of a movement, of a change in building techniques and looking at larger climate issues. I know in San Diego County, there's a housing shortage right now, and people are looking to build a lot of homes. One of the big issues is where do you build those? But
yeah.
I think another just as important issue is how do you build them? And I'm hoping to see that change come even more in our local area, since there is so much building projected that we can start looking at those issues.
Very good. Susan, do you have any parting thoughts?
I would just like to thank you for giving us all the opportunity to be part of this broadcast today, Miriam, and the opportunity to spread the word about SDG&E and its work towards supporting these projects, and also the Strawbale building, Mike and Rebecca, and the Green Home tour. So thank you.
Very good. Helen, what are your final thoughts for today?
So for folks who are interested in learning about energy efficiency and energy innovations and trying to figure out what would work for their home or their business, they should really come and visit the Energy Innovation Center or check out the resources that are online. You can go to sdge.com/EIC, which stands for Energy Innovation Center. Like I said, there are free classes. The exhibits are self-explanatory. You go there for a self-guided tour, and you can walk through it at your own pace. You can check out books. You can check out tools. There's just lots of resources out there for those who are interested in making their home more sustainable, you know, reducing their carbon footprint.
That's wonderful. And again, for listeners who may have tuned in late, the home that we've been speaking about out in Campo, the Fogrins wonderful straw bale home that was built by Simple Construct with help from programs offered by SDG&E will be on the Green Building Council's tour of energy efficient homes on October 21st. And you'll be able to go onto our website also at eastcountymagazine.org. If you missed the full interview, you can go on and catch the podcast there, and we'll have all of that information and a lot more. I really want to thank all of you for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Miriam. Appreciate it.